Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 23 of the Sales with Kales podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about the follow-up in sales. Now, before we get into the statistics, which are going to surprise you, most people totally neglect the follow-up when it comes to selling. Now, let me just say a little statistic here that's going to shock you. 80% of sales, that's right, 80%, that's 8 out of 10 sales, require 5 follow-up calls to close the deal. Digest that, internalize that for a second. 8 out of 10 sales you're making require 5 follow-up calls. And 40% of people, they give up after the first follow-up call. So I want to really hit this point home, because most people don't even follow up once with their prospects, let alone 5 times. So really ask yourself and get serious about it. How many times are you actually following up with your prospects? Is it once? Is it a, hey, just checking in, are you ready to get started follow up, where they just say, no, not yet, and then you leave it and never talk to them again? Think back to how many sales calls or how many consultation calls you're having in a month, and ask yourself, how often am I actually following up again with people? And chances are it's less than 2 times, and probably in most cases it's none. 0 times you're following up with people when they tell you they'll get back to you, I need a week to think about it, or they give you some form of an objection. Oftentimes they're lost. Just lost after that first sales call. And when I mean lost, I mean you're never reaching out to them again. So the follow-up is one of the most important parts of the sales process where most people totally neglect it. And the opportunity, there is tons of opportunity when it comes to getting clients and sales in the follow-up, but most people don't do it. Now, most people don't do the follow-up. Here's the biggest reason why most people are scared and they just avoid the follow-up. They think the follow-up is too pushy, salesy, or annoying. And guess what? It is. It is pushy. It is salesy. It is annoying when you do it wrong. If you find that following up with your prospects is annoying, then you're not following up properly. Following up is something that, number one, must be done, but must be done in the right way. Now, we're going to get into what the right and the wrong ways are when it comes to follow up. So the worst thing you can do to follow up is by calling, emailing, sending a message saying, I am just calling to check in on you, or I'm just sending you this email to check in on you. That's one of the worst things you can say. Another horrible thing to say when you're following up is, I'm just calling to see if you've made a decision about starting. Or another one is, I'm just calling to follow up with you. These are pushy. These are annoying. No one wants to hear that. And mainly because there's zero value in a delivery like this. There's no value when you say, hey, I'm just following up. Are you ready to get started? That's annoying as hell. And when it comes to your prospects, they're busy. They don't want it. They just get instantly annoyed when you follow up. Hey, I'm just seeing if you're ready to get started. This is one of the worst things you can do when it comes to sales. And I guarantee if you do this, you're not going to get many sales from the follow up. So how to follow up the right way? The best way to follow up is you follow up with relevant value. And what I mean by following up with relevant value is, if you do it right, it's super fun to do. And the way you do it is, first thing is, you're going to think back to your previous conversation you had with your prospect. Chances are you've sat with them for 30 minutes or an hour, and you've gotten to know exactly about their unique situation and the challenges that they need to solve in order to reach their main goals. If you haven't done this, then that's your first step, because you know, you got to deal with some other things first. But ideally, after a sales conversation, if you've asked for the sale, you understand your prospect's challenges and their main goals. So now, by understanding their challenges, you're able to follow up with them with value. So for example, in sales, most people struggle with overcoming objections. Now, if I had a sales call with a potential client, a prospect, who wanted to get back to me next week, but they mentioned in their conversation that they struggle to overcome objections, that was their biggest problem, what I do is I would follow up in a way that's relevant to their challenges. People focus on what's relevant to them, what they, you know, what is going on in their lives and in their, you know, unique situation with their circumstances. People focus on that. So bringing that into their perspective allows you to get their attention in a not pushy, not salesy, not annoying way. And the way you do it, let's continue on with this example of let's say I have a prospect who really struggles with objections, and I'm trying to follow up with them to get them on one of my coaching plans. I'd simply send a follow-up message that sounds something like this. Hey Jordan, I'm just using my name for example. Hey Jordan, I came across one of my old posts or one of my old blogs that highlights the best ways to overcome objections. I know you mentioned this is one of your biggest struggle points, you know, something you're really finding difficult. I thought you'd find it helpful. How has your sales calls gone this week? See, you don't even mention the sale. You don't mention, hey, I'm just following up, or hey, are you ready to get started with me? I know you said you wanted to think about it. No, you're not even bringing that into the conversation. What you're doing is you're just following up with continuous value. So they're going to see your old, you know, blog post that you send them. They're going to read it. They're going to be put into a position where they remember all the value you have to offer. And then they're going to bring up pricing, and they're going to bring up being ready to get started on their own without you even having to ask. So think about how much smoother and more effective doing that is versus calling and annoying your prospect by saying, hey, are you ready to get started? It's night and day, and it makes a massive difference. So in sales, follow up, you can get so many more sales just by following up with people regularly. But the reason most people don't do it is because they don't know how to do it right. And the way to do it right is, again, follow up with value. So to recap and summarize, when you're following up with someone, think back to what they were most struggling with in an area that you can really help them solve their struggles, and bring up a piece of relevant information, whether it's a blog post, a podcast, something that adds value to their situation, and just send it to them. And right away, they're going to remember, oh yes, I have to let this person know if I want to get started or not. And what better situation than to follow up with value to remind them of how much you can really help them in their situation. It's perfect. It's the best way to follow up. So here's what this script looks like again. Hey Jordan, I came across one of my old posts that highlights the best way to overcome objections. I know you mentioned this is a big struggle for you, so I thought you'd find it helpful. And then you send them your posts. And they're gonna right away say thank you so much, whatever, you might have a conversation with them, but it's gonna end up resulting in you talking about getting started again with one of your coaching plans or whatever it is you're selling. And again, that's the best way to follow up. So use that strategy to follow up and follow up with people. Like there's so much opportunity in just the follow up when it comes to sales. It's not something that should be neglected. That's it for today though. Hope you all enjoyed this episode. Until next time, take care.